Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Now Glenn, we're following up on a news release that came out March 10th outlining drill results, the last five holes from this phase two program at the Empire Gold Discovery Zone on this ODNE project in Côte d'Ivoire. Now, the last five holes, hole number 37, this is the best drill result to date on this project. It hit 68 meters at 2.4 grams per ton gold, pretty much starting from surface. A number of the other results also hit gold grades and some longer widths as well, not quite that 68 meters. But Glenn, give us a little recap of these results in context of that whole program that is now concluded and all released to the market.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Yeah, so just, I mean, this is the Empire main zone where we had our discovery, our first discovery holes from the first drill program, where we, and following that, you know, we expected a plunge, and the start of the second program we followed up and we actually confirmed, you know, over the last 4 months we've been confirming this high grade plunge within this main zone. And when we actually modeled it, we certainly had some gaps within the original discovery zone and the second drilling. And part of that was actually to try and confirm that the plunge continues at depth so that we can actually really build that mineralized envelope, first of all. And that's what the last five holes certainly were targeting, as well as that hole 37 that we're talking about. We haven't really got to an intercept from surface like this. And the target hole 37 was really targeting the previous highest grade that we had, which was around 15 meters at 13.4 grams from 69 meters, was really trying to target, you know, closer to surface mineralization. So, and also on the northern limb or plunge of this deposit. So hole 37, we saw the mineralization going through the oxide zone, which was also highly mineralized, and we do have a shallow oxide zone. But then effectively after about 25 meters getting into this fresh rock and the high-grade mineralization pretty much being continuous all the way down to 68 meters. You know, if you look at the cross-section, you can see where that mineralization sort of peters out in terms of the high-grade, but we're going to disseminated gold. But that's in that brittle ductile zone, and that's where we see this plunge of high-grade mineralization, you know, deformation, vein intensity, quartz vein intensity, and this typical fine-grained visible gold that we're seeing basically all the way down now to 120 meters. And actually, we've actually seen it up, you know, we have got one deeper hole, and we see it down to 200, 220 meters, you know, just in one hole from the previous program. So we know this continues at depth. There's definitely a plunge, and we're gonna chase the plunge when we're ready to chase the plunge. But I think the key thing to note at the moment is, you know, the mineralized envelope has got, you know, we've got a high grade mineralized envelope from surface all the way down to open pittable depth of where we've targeted now, the 350 meter RL, which is 120 meters true depth. So that's really your open pit. All that material would be coming out and effectively be mineable. And then we've got the potential of the high grade potential of underground mining down the way as we chase that plunge.
So what's the follow up attack strategy going to be here, Glenn? Kind of balancing out both de-risking what you, or at least that initial discovery, but also potentially trying to grow it as well.
Yeah, so there's really two things. I mean, one is, as you say, de-risking the potential discovery. I mean, that on a fundamental basis, though, the main zone to the 120 meters is pretty much de-risked. Remember, this is all fresh rock, high-grade mineralization. We've actually, I think in our last release, we put out our initial metallurgical results from the leach wells. That was 95% average recoveries, so exceptional recoveries there. So the building blocks are all there. We do need to follow up east and west. To the east, we see sort of a geological cutoff on this deposit or on this mineralized envelope. So we think that there is an offset, and we call that the Empire Gap, which we've now augured, and we're waiting for those results in terms of being able to help us vector in on mineralization. And then to the west, we actually pretty much open all the way to the border, which is another 4 or 5 kilometers to the west. So we've actually augured that as well, and coming up with some targets there. So the idea is extensions to the main zone. As you say, the steeper plunge, we actually, you know, we're extremely confident that the plunge is intact, and we can actually chase that. But for the moment, it would be better for us to actually try and see, can we build lateral answers at the moment? And that's what we're doing. And on top of that, we're looking at the anomaly one and anomaly two, where we had those interesting intercepts and reported those. And then further to the north, along this structural corridor. Remember, the structural corridor is actually on the granted tenement is 10 kilometers long and about 2-3 kilometers wide. We've been looking at the southern boundary of that corridor, and the Charger prospect actually sits on the northern boundary and is a very nice anomaly. We had the Rangold data. We've done auger there. We're verifying the Rangold data, and that is going to be something that will be drilled in the coming months.
So, Glenn, can you just summarize in terms of this Empire main zone and discovery, what's the scale looking like currently?
So the scale, I mean, if you look at the scale, we're looking at around, you know, around about 200 meters, 120 meters to depth, current depth, and around 30, 40 meters in width. So that is really the scale. I mean, if you do broad numbers or rough numbers on the thing, you probably are looking in a region of around 150,000 high grade ounces at the moment. So you know, it, as I said, it forms a key building block for us in terms of our strategy of either increasing this or probably, you know, as I've mentioned before, you know, a couple of anomalous deposit or projects like as I say, Rocks Gold, Segila. Their project is made up of a number of smaller deposits. Some have higher grade, some have lower grade, but effectively that forms the project or operation, and that's principally what we have here as well. You know, we're sitting on this corridor, shear zones, poolings of mineralization. Some will be big, some will be smaller, and obviously we just keep on complementing these answers. And we've always said, you know, that we had, you know, in the 3 kilometer zone that we had currently focused on, that we've got we've definitely got a million plus ounce potential, and you know, we're seeing it, and that's what will grow.
So right now the company is still very much in expansion mode, right? Going out, still testing all these other opportunities you have. Give us a time frame in terms of when drilling could start again here at Odieni, but also on the Bonduku project as well, please.
So at Odieni, and obviously this is the focus in terms of what we're trying to build, but we still have to manage timing. So we've got these auger anomalies that we are waiting for assays. To really, define the target a little bit more tightly, so that we don't waste money going forward in the proximal scout programs. So we probably envisage that we'll have results on our auger within 2 to 3 to 4 weeks from now, in terms of all our results around here. So realistically, from drilling, and we have got in the next quarter, we planned another 5,000 meters. Of drilling at Odieni in the main zone, the Empire zone. So we probably realistically will be able to only get into Empire again the end of April, May, early May. So in the interim, what we've done is we actually do have our Bonduku project really basically drill ready now. We've got around 4 to 6 targets that we will be scout drilling. And the idea is probably to start that a bit sooner. So we'll be trying to start there in April and hit, you know, we've got various settings. I think we've been through that before. Similar settings to Odieni, some offsets and some shear zones. And we anticipate that being finished sort of end of April, early May. So effectively the rig is then ready to move over to Odieni and, you know, complete this work. Some nice, we're pretty confident of some nice results being able to be reported.
Okay. Well, Glenn, we'll follow up when we do get some more results. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. And in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Awale Resources. So, hey, Glenn, good chatting with you. Thanks again for the update. Nice drill results. And I look forward to following up as more drilling occurs at this project and at Bonduku. Glenn, thank you for your time today. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey.